and the chilling case of Christopher Paul Hassan, the Coast Guard lieutenant accused of plotting to kill Democratic politicians and CNN and MSNBC personalities, is moving into a federal court in Greenbelt, Maryland at this hour. Hassan is the self-described white nationalist who was arrested last Friday after officials found a stockpile of weapons and drugs at his home in Silver Spring, Maryland. Prosecutors say his possession charges today are just the tip of the iceberg. They say he's a domestic terrorist who studied the manifesto of Norway's worst mass killer and wanted to, quote, murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country. NPR's national security correspondent Greg Myrie is at the courthouse. Greg, do we know why officials were even on Hassan's trail?
Not entirely clear, but we know the Coast Guard started the investigation. So apparently they got a little bit of a tip. And the evidence that's in this court filing points to the weapons in his house and lots of emails and letters that he drafted and apparently just kept to himself, where he talked about this desire to kill a lot of people or this list of potential targets. So somehow that drew the Coast Guard into the case. The FBI picked him up in the garage at Coast Guard headquarters last Friday.
And we know about that arrest because of the program of extremism at George Washington University. They track these things. Do we know why officials did not announce it publicly? It's been a week, almost a week.
Yeah, we don't know. What we do know is Seamus Hughes, who works at this program on extremism at George Washington University, follows court filings very, very closely. Mm-hmm. And so the filing was made on Tuesday, but nobody in the media was picking up on it. He found it on Wednesday, tweeted it out, and that's what alerted everybody to this case.
Yes, and remind us about Norway's Anders Behring Breivik, who killed 77 people, mostly children, in that horrific mass attack in Norway in 2011. He wrote a manifesto telling others how to do the same thing, and others we know read it, the shooter at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, and allegedly now Hassan.
Right. Again, the court filing says he did study this manifesto, which goes on for hundreds and hundreds of pages, and it was sort of white nationalist ideology or thinking. In the Norway case, there was a concern more Muslims were coming into the country, and then this horrific shooting where more than 70 people were killed, and actually two attacks that he carried out back 8 years ago now.
So we have that detail. We have some of the information, again, from the court filings in the emails that the investigators found. In one, in June of 2017, he wrote, "I'm dreaming of a way to kill every last person on earth." He also made other references. Did you just have some of them at your fingertips?
So he had all of these emails or letters that he drafted and seemed to just be keeping to himself, but he did have a spreadsheet, and that's been released, and it has more than 20 names on it. Many of them are Democratic leaders, but it's pretty clear who he's referring to. Pelosi, being House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader. We also see Poca Warren, which would appear to be the Pocahontas reference that President Trump has made to Senator Elizabeth Warren. And then, of course, a number of cable TV news anchors from CNN and MSNBC. Some of them, they all seem to be in the evening. Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, Chris Hayes and Ari Melber. So it seems that he would be watching these guys in the evening and working himself up into a lather based on this spreadsheet that's been released.
Yeah. Is there any sense, any indication he was acting with anyone else, or are they concluding he was acting alone?
At this stage, there's no evidence that we're seeing pointing to any other connection, but he does reference these other events, as we mentioned, the Norwegian shooting or the Charlottesville case a couple years ago. So he's aware of these things. He's mentioning them. He's talking about the need for action, but there's no indication that he's linked to any particular group. He does mention that he's been a skinhead for 30 years or more. And again, he's had a military affiliation for 30 years or more. He was in the Marines and the Army National Guard dating back to the 80s and 90s and has been in the Coast Guard at their headquarters in Washington for the past 3 years.
And just all these details are disturbing, but one is that he apparently had also stockpiled medications and what seemed like hormones or something, again, on the direction of the Norway killer, painkillers because killing people was going to be perhaps muscular work, but also some kind of bodybuilding supplement.
Yes, he had, according to the prosecutors, he had a large amount of steroids in his house and tramadol, very powerful and addictive narcotic. And there seemed to be a reference in some of his writings that he needed this to build himself up, to make him stronger for what he planned to do. And we didn't have a date or some sort of fixed schedule about what he might try to do. But again, it seems a part of the same package, the weapons, the steroids, the drugs.
NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Murray, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.